Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Buffalo to Chapel Hill, 1968 through 69. Rupanuga's Empowered Preaching. I lived in the temple and attended classes during the final semester of my senior year at the University of Buffalo. Every evening, after studying in the university library, I would go home to the temple and be greeted by Rupanuga, his wife, the 5-year-old son, and the other students or friends who had joined. Prasad, especially the hot dal, always tasted incredible after a day at school. Later, we would all gather around the big gas stove outside the temple room and savor, quote, banana nectar. Milk with mashed bananas spiced with cinnamon, cloves, coriander, and vanilla beans, sizzled in ghee before being added. We brahmacharis would then carry our sleeping bags into the temple room, crawl in, and fall asleep. My comment. Rupanuga's Buffalo preaching success was unique and outstanding. Our La Salle Street temple was lively, with university students dropping in for morning Srimad Bhagavatam classes, thrice weekly evening Bhagavad Gita classes, and our Sunday feast. It was my service to telephone all the people listed in our guest book and invite them to the feast. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we held a bhakti yoga class at the student union. Rupanuga continued his program for years. By the time I left Buffalo, Trivikram, Jagadish, and Prahladananda had joined. Rupanuga's accredited course on the Bhagavad Gita attracted Bhagavan and Krishna Bhamani Dasi to join. Gunagrahi and Kusakrata soon followed, and Romapat had already received his first BTG. Adyodhyapati, Lakshmi Moni Dasi, Narottamananda, Nityananda, Tejas, Madhura Dasi, Satyavrata, Muktakesh, Lokavarnita, and many others joined the Buffalo Temple after I left. In addition, two other successful temples were either started, Detroit, or had their preaching fortified, Toronto, as a direct result of Rupanuga's Buffalo preaching success. The mood in Buffalo throughout the movement at this and throughout the movement at this time was to follow Prabhupada's fearless preaching spirit. Prabhupada had directly inspired us by his example and his words. He wrote to Brahmananda in 1967, "I have read your statements regarding opening centers. I am not in agreement with Mr. Altman that we are expanding very thinly. In my opinion, a single sincere soul can maintain a center. You know I started the center at 26 Second Avenue alone. I took the risk of $200 per month for the rent. At that time, there were no assistants. Mukunda was at that time a friend, but there was no responsibility for him for maintaining the center. Gradually, Kirtananda and Hayagriva joined, but they did not take any responsibility. Still, I was maintaining the establishment simply depending on Krishna, and then Krishna sent me everything, men and money. Similarly, if a sincere soul goes out and opens a center in any part of the world, Krishna will help him in all respects. Without being empowered by Krishna, nobody can preach Krishna consciousness. It is not academic qualification or financial strength that helps in these matters, but it is sincerity of purpose which helps us always. Therefore, I wish you will remain in charge of New York. Let Satsarupa be in charge of Boston. Let Mukunda be in charge of San Francisco. Let Janardhan be in charge of Montreal. Let Nandarani and Dayananda be in charge of Los Angeles. And let Subaldas be in charge of Santa Fe. In this way, you will follow my example, as I did in the beginning at 26 Second Avenue. That is preaching. Cooking, writing, talking, chanting, everything. One man's show. I never thought about the audience. I was prepared to chant if there was no man to hear me. The principle of chanting is to glorify the Lord and not to attract a crowd. If Krishna hears nicely, then he will ask some sincere devotees to gather in such place. Therefore, be advised that thousands of centers may be started if we find out a sincere soul for each and every center. We do not require more men to start. If there is one sincere soul, that is sufficient to start a new center. Let us remain sincere to Krishna and his bona fide representative, and we are sure to carry out our mission successfully. Hope you are well. Signed, your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Wow. What a spirit Prabhupada had, and that spirit he implanted in his disciples and in ISKCON. Hare Krishna. The next section is entitled A Kirtan for Prabhupada's Pleasure. Krishna consciousness was thriving in Buffalo. Trivikram, Jagadish, and I took jobs as taxi drivers to support the temple. We would often drive all night, and when there was less traffic and most of the fares were long-distance rides, Trivikram made friends with Mr. Montana, the owner and radio dispatcher, and we would all say Hari Bol to him on the air and hear his broadcast reply, Hari Bol. Hearing Hari Bol again and again on the radio encouraged us, and we talk about spreading Krishna consciousness by setting up our own taxi company, complete with saffron cabs. Attending university classes also took on a preaching dimension, and many students wanted to know about the far-out thing I was into that had caused me to change my habits, give up listening to rock music, and shave my head. By the time I graduated, the Buffalo Temple was well established. Three Buffalo devotees taped one of our kirtans and sent it to Prabhupada with a letter. The Madangan kartals were soft and the melody was sweet. The devotee men sang first as a group and the women responded. The kirtan began slowly, it sped up and again slowed. A guitar accompanied us. Prabhupada replied to my letter, My dear Bharijan, please accept my blessings. I'm in due receipt of your letter of January 13, 1969, along with the kirtan tapes and pictures of the Buffalo Temple. I cannot tell you how very much I enjoyed listening to this wonderful tape recording. All of the super excellent qualities of kirtan were present on this tape, and it was thus a great joy to hear it. On this tape, Rupanuga has set an example for all householders because there was singing on this of Hare Krishna by all his family members. It was all sounding very nicely, and I'm going to show this tape to the Sankirtan party here in Los Angeles so they may take example from such nice kirtan. I'm pleased that you are graduating from college in a few days and are anxious to engage your labors in spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Also, I request you to carefully study the Bhagavad Gita as it is, because there is so much important service that an intelligent boy such as yourself can do in teaching work and spreading our movement around the world. You have a very good example from your godbrother, Rupanuga, and so continue to help him as you are doing, and I shall be very successful for you. So thank you again for your nice letter along with the tape. I hope this meets you in very good health. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. My comment. Prabhupada liked our kirtan tape. He said, all the super excellent qualities of kirtan were present. As Prabhupada felt joy listening to our kirtan, we felt joy in Prabhupada's pleasure. Prabhupada glorified Rupanuga for spearheading the buffalo preaching and for engaging his wife and son in chanting the Maha Mantra. Prabhupada also encouraged me to use my energy in preaching, and he told me to purify my intelligence by studying Bhagavad Gita as it is. Okay. Hare Krishna. I still remember that kirtan. It was very, very sweet. the recording is gone, but it still is somewhat alive in my memory. Okay, Hare Krishna.